It is Seats to Success here on 104.9 MyFM. Here we are featuring Ashley Talbert, who is a local bee farmer in the area.
So kind of talk us through, some of the, I guess, tides and tribulations of being a bee farmer.
Oh, well, it's not as busy as dairy, for sure. You get a little bit more flexibility with it. We do cow-calf, so we breed, the calves, and then we sell the calves usually the first weekend before Thanksgiving, and then we don't do anything ourselves. We just send them to the sale auction, and there's really not a lot to it. We don't do any cropping or anything like that. We just do hay, so in the summers we have a couple fields around our own house, and we rent a few fields from others, and that's about it. Dairy is definitely more exciting. So.
But everybody does like a good T-bone steak every
yes,
now and
yes.
then.
Yes, right? We just recently started in the last couple of years. We've kept a couple calves, and we sell to our close friends and family, and we're hoping to get into the market of selling our beef, and we've been told that it's really tasty. So
you were saying that your husband's been pretty much a farmer his whole life, and you recently kind of got into the biz about 15 years ago.
Yeah, so my husband's dad, he passed away in 2010, I believe it was, so we kind of took over, but Nick has been farming. Yeah, he's lived there on the farm his whole life. We bought from his mom after his dad had passed, and we kind of carried on. We've definitely downsized it a lot. We started out, when we first started, we had over 100 head of cattle, and we're down to about 50. So we've just taking on other things and, our kids. And so, yeah.
Okay. So coming up to the winter months, does that kind of pose any major challenges for you, or just maybe just working in the cold?
Working in the cold. Mainly, the feeding is the main thing in the winter. So my husband goes and he feeds them every morning, and we've kind of structured our farm where we don't calve in the winter months. We start calving, April, May, and then we calve all summer, and then we sell in the fall months in October. So
is that just a logistical, easier type thing, way to do it?
Yeah, well, we used to kind of just, calve whenever they came when we first started, and we were losing a lot of calves and just from being so cold, and the cows would give better birth out in the snow instead of in the barn. And so for us, it just made sense to move all the calving to the summer months. And we've had way more success with that. Our calves are bigger when we sell and healthier. And that's kind of the main reason we did that. And yeah, it just wasn't working out for us calving in the winter. So.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
What are some of the major perks? Is it kind of rewarding day in and day out, or when you get to see that the calf go off to the auction or anything like that?
It is, and I mean it's a great spot for our kids to grow up, and they learn a lot more about the farm and the country life than kids in the city. And our kids are very hands-on with the calves. Sometimes we have to bottle feed if the moms, don't show much interest or anything like that. So our kids always get involved with the bottle feeding, and they find that quite fun, and they go out and they help with the fencing, and they really enjoy it. And it gives us some flexibility for sure. Not having to work that 9 to 5, with the farm. So we do enjoy that. It gives us, like I said, a little bit more flexibility and more wiggle room, I guess you can say.
So you were talking about maybe getting into you're selling your own beef and stuff.
Yes.
Like that too. Is that quite a hot industry to get into?
Yeah, so we really like the difference in taste between store-bought and our fresh, and we have a handful of people that buy full cows off of us now, and we've been keeping more and more every year. The first year we only kept about 3 cows, and then this past year we kept 5. So we've sold it all, and we've always got really great feedback on it. And with the price of everything, inflation, it's definitely making more sense to do that. So, and we have layers like chickens, so we have our own eggs, and we're looking into getting into pigs and all that for next year. So
okay. Do you have any, words of wisdom for maybe young farmers or, like newbies like yourself 15 years ago that were maybe trying to break into the business?
I don't know. I mean, it's, I mean, you get lots of flexibility with it, but it is a lot of work, you know, sorting, and you gotta vaccinate them. And I mean, beef, I guess you don't make, if you're going into it for profit, I think you have to go in bigger scale, whereas we're smaller scale, so we kind of are leaning more towards now selling the meat and that. And yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's great knowledge to have, I guess, living on a farm. And, you know, like I said, my kids have, you know, some experience that other kids don't. And I know my nieces and nephews love coming to the farm and seeing all the animals and...